My name is Roy McDermid. I'm a curator and research zoologist in the Natural History Museum. My work is looking at biodiversity. A lot of the places that I work are remote. This sometimes means I'll be on a dugout canoe for 2 days in the middle of the Amazon after I've been on a larger boat for a couple days and on the back of a truck for 3 days just to get to the site and so on and so forth. Knowing that you're walking someplace where nobody else has stepped before and seeing things that no human eye has ever seen is a pretty rewarding experience. Early on, I became very interested in the tropics, probably because they were unknown or new for me. And the diversity and the number of species that one finds in the tropics, particularly of amphibians, is very high. And finding new things, learning new and exciting aspects about the biology of some of these organisms has always been a challenge to me, and I find it to be one of the more exciting things that I do. Walking along a trail in a tropical forest at night is one of the more exciting things I've ever done, because you never know what you're going to see outside of your next headlamp, and it's always different. In the past, I have spent some time as a organizer and chief scientist on a very complex expedition into unexplored areas in Venezuela. And in that instance, we spend maybe a year and a half planning the expedition, making contacts with scientists and local people, trying to provide the logistics and all of the other kinds of permits and various things that are necessary for working in some of these regions. And we had people who were collecting fungi, everything from toadstools to small specks on leaves. People who were collecting butterflies and bees and flies and wasps. People collecting snails and fish and frogs and mammals and so on. Out of that project, there's been over 150 publications, scientific publications, 20 or 30 what we might call general public interest kinds of publications, and a couple of books that have resulted from that work. Many, many, many new species have been described from those collections, and a lot of them remain to be described. And as some of my colleagues who collect insects tell me, many of them will be described years after we're all dead, because specimens will reside in museums, and people who aren't born yet will become interested in a group and find these things and utilize the material that we collected.